on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the decision on whether to hold the Soldier F trial in Belfast or Derry has been postponed for a further month. We'll hear from one of the relatives of those shot dead on Bloody Sunday. The young boy who lost his life after being knocked down near Buncrana has been named locally as Dylan Kelly. We'll hear an appeal for information from the local superintendent. Leo Varadkar refuses to be drawn on whether he would demand a rotating Taoiseach arrangement in any coalition deal with Fianna Fáil. Meanwhile, Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty says Leo Varadkar's comments on their rallies are hysterical. All these stories, the rest of today's news and sport with Oisin Kelly coming up the sport at around 5:15 this evening. The decision on whether to hold the Soldier F trial in Derry or in Belfast has been postponed for a further month. A former paratrooper faces 2 charges of murder and 5 of attempted murder relating to the events of Bloody Sunday in 1972. Judge Barney McElhone today agreed to put the decision back again until March 24th to allow the defence make submissions. Liam Ray's brother Jim was shot dead on Bloody Sunday. Liam Ray says he is frustrated by these delays.
The accessibility tells you that it should be here in Derry Court. The atrocity happened in Derry. It was witnessed by many Derry people. The majority of witnesses for this case are going to be Derry people. For them to have to trip up to Belfast, which is not an easy journey, we know that, would be ridiculous.
A young boy who lost his life after being knocked down near Buncrana has been named locally as Dylan Kelly. The 11-year-old was struck by a van on the Slavery Road in Tullyarvan on Friday evening. He was seriously injured and treated at the scene by emergency services personnel. The child was transferred to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, where he was pronounced dead last evening. The driver of the van, a man in his 50s, was uninjured. Superintendent Eugene McGovern is urging anyone with information to come forward.
At the time the collision occurred, weather conditions were very, very poor. It was windy, there were significantly heavy showers, and it was sort of between lights. It would have been partially bright, but it certainly was a much, much darker evening than the normal evenings. So we're appealing for anyone that was in that general area that if they've seen the two young boys walking on the front path, or if they met the van, or can assist us in any way in relation to our inquiries, we would appreciate it. And I will say, Donald, there have been a number of witnesses that have come forward. They have provided us with significant help in relation to our investigations, including CCTV, and we appreciate that, and the significance and the seriousness of it means that the local community have fallen in, and every help they've been in the decision to give us, that they've provided.
What's becoming much more popular and prevalent in this day and age, of course, is dash cam footage, and if anyone has dash cam footage that could help either from the scene itself or even before the collision itself actually happened, that could prove pivotal to your investigation as well.
Certainly don't. Look, at we think the collision occurred 5:15, 5:30, but we would appeal for anyone that was in that general area, basically between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. that would have been travelling up and down. Some people would have gone for short distances. There are a number of housing estates there, and they may have seen something, or may have been even in the woods or the Doonwood estate and seen the young boys in that there prior to the actual collision occurring.
And that was Superintendent Eugene McGovern. Leo Varadkar has refused to be drawn on whether he would demand a rotating Taoiseach arrangement in any coalition deal with Fianna Fáil. It's widely expected another term as Taoiseach would be one of the demands of Fine Gael in exchange for its support. Talks between the two parties are set to begin this week. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
Tomorrow, Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin meet to hold exploratory talks on possibly coming together to form a government. It's early days, but already there are some roadblocks, one being the idea of a rotating Taoiseach, which Fine Gael is likely to demand. A number of Fianna Fáil TDs have suggested it can't happen. Leo Varadkar, though, says it's too early to even be thinking about it.
I think we're getting way ahead of ourselves here. Fine Gael is preparing for opposition, and all we're doing this week is engaging in some exploratory talks with Fianna Fáil and the Greens, and we'll see where they go.
Meanwhile, tonight, Sinn Féin will hold the first of 3 public rallies planned for this week. Leo Varadkar has said they're unwelcome, but Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty has dismissed criticisms.
These type of hysterics from Leo Varadkar is nothing but that, is hysterics. What we're doing is engaging with the public, and, like, look, folks, seriously, these are we're elected representatives, we have a huge mandate, and we're going out in public meetings to talk to the public and to answer questions.
The first of those Sinn Féin rallies gets underway in Cork at 7:30.
The North's Economy Minister is promising to carefully consider a number of projects submitted to her department by Derry City and Strabane District Council linked to the ongoing effort to maximise a city deal for the region. The issue was raised in the Assembly this afternoon by Foyle MLA Karen Mullen, who said the two innovation projects and two digital projects are vital for the whole of the North West.
These are very important projects for Derry, Strabane and the wider North West. And in keeping with commitments to target resources on the basis of objective need and to tackle regional disparities laid out in both the Programme for Government and the New Decade, New Approach, I would urge the Minister to give a time frame for a decision on these proposals.
I think it has been clear to anyone who has read some of my comments recently that I am committed to building an economy across Northern Ireland for all of Northern Ireland and all of its communities. That includes the North West, the South West, and all parts of Northern Ireland. So I think that it is important that I state that again today, and will progress the issues that she raises in as timely a manner as we can.
Minister Diane Dodds there, and before that we heard Foyle MLA Karen Mullen. An investigation is continuing following the discovery of a man's body in a drain in South Donegal. 36-year-old Thomas Kelly was found at Clahore on the main Ballyshannon to Beleek Road at around 11 on Saturday night. It's understood he was from the locality. Gardaí say post-mortem results will determine the future course of their investigations, but at this point it appears to be a tragic accident. There are renewed calls for a tiered armed response unit in Donegal and elsewhere following two major incidents in the county over the past number of days. It's understood while there is an armed support unit based in Ballyshannon, personnel can be stationed elsewhere with response to an emergency often taking up to 3 hours to complete. An additional unit has been established in Cavan to provide better cover on the border, but this is not considered by representative associations as an adequate solution for issues in Donegal. The Garda Representative Association is warning the unit doesn't have the adequate resources to deal with many vacancies yet to be filled. Donegal GRA spokesperson Brendan O'Connor says there needs to be a change to the current model.
We had two incidents of the most serious nature, and they both were brought to conclusion without any harm or injuries to either members of the public, the people involved, or in fact the Gardaí that responded. So I suppose that's a huge testament to the professionalism and the skill and the courage of the members who were dealing with these incidents.
Now, but there are questions, I suppose, in relation to the amount of time that the armed support unit took to get to both of those incidents.
Well, I suppose, look, we can't really discuss operational matters, but that is an ongoing concern of the members that I represent, and indeed the GRA across the country, in relation to response times for armed response units. The armed response units are people of the utmost skill and training and ability, but there just are not enough of them and they're too far away. And the model that's currently being used is not delivering for our members. And we see even the situation that occurred in Glenties, which was perhaps the biggest threat to the public and to our members, the armed response units were not available. And this is a common occurrence. We're seeing response times of 2.5 to 3 hours in Donegal. So what's happening is detectives who are really issued with personal protection sidearms and are not tactically trained are the de facto armed response in places like Donegal that are so isolated and far away, and that's really not satisfactory. So we have always called for a tiered armed response that can be deployed locally, which is something we used to have and indeed would have been available when Glenties was a district headquarters where there would have been detectives based there and there would have been an armory and perhaps an Uzi submachine gun that could be deployed locally by members that are trained. The current model is aspirational, but it's not delivering on the ground for the public or for our members.
And that was Brendan O'Connor. He's the Donegal representative of the Garda Representative Association. Two men and a woman have been arrested in Derry following an incident in the Skeg area on Saturday afternoon. Police say a group of people attacked two women and a man in the Clondara area at around 10 to 2 on that afternoon. Two males, aged 17 and 19, and a 20-year-old female have today been arrested on suspicion of a number of offences. They remain in custody. Police say they want to speak to anyone with information, and especially anyone who may have captured dashcam or mobile phone footage. Well, after a snow hit much of Donegal this morning, creating some traffic chaos and a number of events tonight cancelled as a result, including the Finn Harps Shelburne match, Met Éireann has issued a snow and ice warning for the entire country. The status yellow alert comes into effect at 6 tomorrow morning. It'll remain valid until 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Wintry showers, mainly of hail and sleet, are being forecast, with snow particularly on higher ground. These will become increasingly widespread over the course of tomorrow. Accumulations of snow are expected right across the country. Donegal County Council has been told that the implementation of traffic calming measures in Manor Cunningham must be prioritised, with members and officials set to visit the village on Wednesday next. The issue was raised at municipal district level by Councillor Donal Kelly, who said there is an urgent need for speed ramps and signage. He was backed by Councillor Kieran Brogan, who took exception to the official reply, which said the issue had been discussed at previous workshops and needs to be prioritised at strategic policy committee level. Councillor Brogan says the need is clear and there is no need for further talk.
We agreed as a council that we need to go in there as a matter of urgency and put the traffic calming measures in place that the residents of that area require and have been calling for some time. Thankfully, all the members have agreed. Now we're going to have a special on-site meeting in Manor Cunningham next Wednesday, and that's important so that we see what can be done and how soon it can be done, because it needs to happen. And I don't think any funding should get in the way of something like this, because far too often we get too many long-winded replies and people expect to see action. And, you know, these are things that can be done, and cost is not a big issue with regards to traffic calming measures. So I think we need to see some action on the ground here, and I'm delighted that we're now, as a council together, following Councillor Kelly's motion here today, that we're going to go out on the ground next Wednesday to see exactly what can be done. And this is what people expect. This is the kind of responses that people need to see happen, because they spend far too much time giving out reports and giving us reasons why things can't be done. People want to see solutions to problems, and that's why we're here.
And will that meeting on Wednesday cut through that red tape and actually see work begin? Are you confident that you can get the funding streams identified, you can figure out where it needs to be done and figure out how to get it done now?
There's no doubt. I mean, we need to get the funding in place, and we need to get this done as a matter of urgency. And there needs to be some discretion there. What we need from the executive is a can-do approach. Yes, we're going to do it, and tell us exactly when we're going to do it, because this has been going on for far, far too long.
And that was Councillor Kieran Brogan there. There were 34 people waiting in patient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning. According to the latest reports from INMO, it was the third most overcrowded hospital in the country today. 81 people were waiting at University Hospital Limerick, making it the most overcrowded. Nationally, a total of 573 admitted patients were awaiting beds at hospitals across Ireland. The EU Court of Justice is to be asked to clarify some issues in relation to a Supreme Court appeal of a successful legal action by Graeme Dwyer. Lawyers for the convicted murderer convinced the High Court that the law allowing for mobile phone data is to be retained and accessed was invalid. With more, here's Court's correspondent, Frank Graney.
No decision for those awaiting the outcome of the state's appeal against Graeme Dwyer's successful High Court action in 2018, which saw the law which allows for certain mobile phone data to be retained by service providers and accessed by Gardaí. If upheld by the Superior Court, the state claims the decision could be a serious impediment in how serious crimes are investigated in this country. In relation to Dwyer, it allowed Gardaí access data, which was later used to track his movements and form part of his successful prosecution for the murder of Elaine O'Hara. Six of the seven Supreme Court judges felt certain issues needed more clarity. Here's Chief Justice Frank Clark outlining what happens next.
I will also now circulate a draft reference document and will propose that the parties be given a period of 7 days to make observations on same, with a view to this court thereafter finalising the terms of the reference.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at Michael Murphy Sports.
16 minutes past 5 o'clock. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with Gaelic games and Donegal's match with Monaghan. This coming Sunday at Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon will be the only game played at the venue that day. The Donegal ladies were due to play Cork in the first game of a scheduled doubleheader with the men. That game has now been put back to the 8th of March at the request of the Cork board. Tyrone star Cal McShane could be set for as long as 5 months on the sidelines after dislocating his ankle in yesterday's defeat to Galway. The 2019 All-Star was stretchered off at Tuam Stadium in the heavy 19-point defeat for Mickey Hart's side. McShane is expected to now be a major doubt for the Red Hands Ulster quarter-final against Donegal in May. The 24-year-old turned down an offer to play in Australia's AFL recently and committed to Tyrone for 2020. Meanwhile, Donegal have concerns over Jamie Brennan ahead of the now key game with Monaghan in Ballyshannon. The Mundoor man picked up an injury in the second half of the defeat to Dublin on Saturday night at Croke Park. Manager Declan Bonner said after the game that it doesn't look good for Brennan. And just looking forward to tonight, available online at highlandradio.com, episode 3 of the DL Debate, presented by former Donegal star forward Brendan Devaney. He'll be once again joined in studio by his old St. Eunan's club mate John Harn. He also talks with Donegal fans after the Dublin defeat. County Chairman Mick McGrath and journalist Frank Roach is available to listen to online, and indeed you'll be able to watch it as well tonight on highlandradio.com as from 7 o'clock. In soccer, the weather has forced postponements among this evening's SSE or Tristan League Premier Division games. Fin Harps were due to host Shelburne at Fin Park, but a blanket of snow in Ballybuffet means no action will take place tonight. Derry City were to head to Dublin to play St Patrick's Athletic, but that game at Inchicore was also called off due to a waterlogged pitch. A new date for those games will be announced in due course by the league. Three games are set to go ahead. Top of the table, Shamrock Rovers travel to Waterford, while champions Dundalk host bottom of the table Cork City, and Bohemians face Sligo Rovers at Dalymount Park. Liverpool can move to within just 4 more wins of a first title in 30 years tonight. The runaway Premier League leaders welcome struggling West Ham to Anfield, looking to regain their 22-point lead at the top. The Reds were 2-0 winners when the sides met in London just under 4 weeks ago. West Ham go into the game in the relegation zone without a win in their last 6 matches. Now, pool boss Jurgen Klopp has called on his players to put things right this evening following their first defeat in 15 games in all competitions. That, of course, was last week in the Champions League. Klopp says they must learn from the rare experience of losing.
The difference is massive, much more than 3 points. It's really from sunshine to hardest rain, and that's how it should be. If you really want to be successful, if you could be successful, what we could have been in that game, then it has to feel really bad, and that's how it felt.
Now, to tug of war and the World Indoor Championships came to an end at the Aura Centre in Letterkenny on Sunday. It was a brilliant 4 days of action which seen pullers compete at club and country level. It was the first time ever that the tug of war worlds have been in the county. Clonmany B were representing the county in the event. They ended the 4 days with a gold, a silver and 2 bronze. Andrew McGonigal also represented Ireland and came away with a couple of medals while pulling for Mountain View. Danny McGonigal, of course, has been involved in a tug of war for over 40 years. It was a dream come true to have the championships here in the county, and Danny is now hopeful that there will be a big injection into the sport after what took place at the weekend.
Yes, there are more people talking about starting now and see what's going on, and the mothers and fathers are all here watching it, and they can't get over how the discipline of everybody shaking hands and of the hospitality of the people around Letterkenny and the hospitality of everyone here. And there's so many names to thank, and I couldn't mention all the names, but I have a lot of helpers on here behind the scenes, and along with the pullers, and it's unbelievable. But for 43 years, the best of my life, I never enjoyed any belief.
And the hope must be now that the sport can kick on and the numbers can increase.
Yes, I hope that all them coaches, a lot of men that are here today retiring from the tug of war. I'm retiring every day, but a lot of them boys is retiring today, and I said to them, lads, we got Ricky new ropes there, we bought the ropes for that. And I says, anybody will start a team, I'll give them a rope and give them a hand to get started.
Brilliant stuff indeed. Sounds more like he's in a nightclub rather than at the World Indoor Tug of War Championships, but that was at the end of 4 brilliant days in the Aura Centre in Letterkenny as Tug of War came to the county at world level for the very first time. Well done to Danny and his team, and indeed everybody involved and those that won medals as well. Well, Donegal were also crowned All-Ireland Darts Champions at the weekend. They defeated Wexford in the final, 7-2 in Ennis on Sunday, having successfully steered through the group on Saturday. They beat Kerry, Mayo and Cork in the knockout stages to reach the decider, going on to take the title. Donegal team manager is James Weir.
So 12 to 1 now in the last 19 year, seasons on it, 8 years on it. But we haven't, the last one was in 2014. So a lot of players changed, like there's a big changes in the team over the years. And well, we've been knocking on the door since 2014, a couple of beating a couple of semis in a final, just by the last game or two. Like, so we've always been knocking on the door, we're never far away. And everything just clicked this weekend, and some of the players put on exceptional performances.
Listen, there's a great mix in the squad that you have between youth and boys that have been around the block for a while, James.
Yeah, well, like to show you the difference in the age groups, like with two father and sons on the team. So we have Jordan Boyce and his father Paddy Boyce, and Joe Flood and his father John Flood. So they're definitely a good age group there and a good spread over throughout the whole county.
In rugby, Pro 14 say contingency planning around the games postponed due to the fears over the coronavirus are underway. Ulster's trip to Benetton, along with the Ospreys game at Zebra, have both been called off. More than 100 cases of the virus have been confirmed in Italy. Health Minister Simon Harris has also said there are concerns over the Six Nations visit of Italy to the Aviva on the 7th of March. And finally, there was Donegal success at the Kildare Open Darts Tournament on Sunday. The competition at the Townhouse Hotel in Nace is one of the biggest draft tournaments on the calendar, with players coming from the UK, continental Europe and the USA to take part. It was a clean sweep for Inishowen in the senior men's, with Julian McGuinness of Carndonagh taking the win. Mavill Sean McCauley was second and Muncranaman Billy Kelly third. While in the Masters category, the returning Hugh Devlin from Letterkenny was the comfortable outright winner. Next Sport in Highland is tomorrow morning after the 8 news. Don't forget you can of course catch the DL debate online at highlandradio.com as from 7. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisín. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council believes that the electorate has not necessarily voted for a left-wing government, but they have voted for change. Talks among the big parties are intensifying this week, as we heard earlier in the bulletin, as efforts to try and form a government continue. The Greens met with Sinn Féin today. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael begin exploratory talks tomorrow. Cathaoirleach Councillor Nicholas Crossan says there'll have to be give and take in order for these talks to achieve anything. He says Donegal County Council works very well as an all-inclusive local authority, but he says that entails compromise on a number of issues. He says a similar model should be followed by TDs nationally.
The people have a mandate. The TDs have been dealt their hand and they have to work out the best. If we take it back to Donegal County Council, it's more or less the same thing. We work as an all-inclusive council. It's working fairly good. There has to be compromise. We have to give way sometimes. We don't always get our own way, but we have to work for the people who elected us.
And a new report into disabled bays in and around Letterkenny has found that only 8 spaces are completely fit for purpose. Problems were found at 59 spaces, which are the responsibility of the local council. It identified over €31,000 of expenditure is required to provide each of them with signage, proper surfacing and dropped curbing. The report follows a motion submitted to the municipal district in February of last year. That motion was moved by Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh. He now wants to see action.
And I realise that it's something that's going to have to be done over a period of time. So, you know, if we could prioritise and perhaps, you know, get the one to need drop carbon, because that's the most urgent thing. You know, if they haven't got drop carbon, it renders a lot of those disabled bays useless, really. So if we could address those first, and maybe the ones that are off-street, that are in car parks and so on, are less urgent and could wait until a bit further down the line. But it's good news that this is done, and, you know, it would be good now if we could press it ahead as a council and try and get the work done now.
Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh there, and that's the news for now. The weather forecast, very cold tonight with clear spells and scattered showers. The showers most frequent in the western half of the region. Some of the showers falling as hail and sleet, with a risk of some snow showers, particularly over higher ground. Also a risk of thunder, especially in the west. Minimum temperatures 0 to 2 degrees Celsius in moderate to fresh westerly winds. Tomorrow Tuesday, again very cold and windy. Sunny spells and scattered showers. Some of the showers of hail and sleet once again, with a risk of some snow showers, mainly over higher ground. Also a continuing risk of thunder tomorrow, with maximum temperatures 4 to 6 in a fresh to strong westerly wind. Looking at the main stories in brief this evening, the decision on whether to hold the Soldier F trial in Derry or Belfast has been postponed once again. Judge Barney McElhone put the decision back until March 24th to allow the defence make submissions. A young boy who lost his life after being knocked down near Buncrana on Friday evening has been named locally as Dylan Kelly. Gardaí are urging anyone with information or who saw what happened to come forward. Leo Varadkar was today refusing to be drawn on whether he would demand a rotating Taoiseach arrangement in any coalition deal with Fianna Fáil. The two parties will begin exploratory talks tomorrow. It's widely expected another term as Taoiseach would be one of Fine Gael's demands in exchange for its support. Meanwhile, Sinn Féin and the Greens also began exploratory talks today. That's the news. Back with more at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 24th of February. The death has taken place of Alan Oliver, Strayed, Clonmany. His remains will repose at St. Columbkill Village Oratory from 6 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to St. Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Columbkill Village, care of any family member or Comiskey funeral directors. The oratory is private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Michael McHale, Strayed, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his brother Martin and sister-in-law Maureen McHale's residence at Strayed. Funeral from there on Wednesday at 1:30 to St. Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Columbkill's Village, Clonmany, care of any family member or Comiskey funeral director. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Eilish Conlon, Cheshire Apartments, Letterkenny, formerly of Town Parks, Raphoe. Her remains are reposing at her mother Mary Conlon's residence at Town Parks, Raphoe, until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 to St. Eunan's Church, Raphoe, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Cheshire Apartments, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Jim Montgomery, Monty, Lower Dunmore, Falkara. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow for 2 o'clock service in Rye Church, Falkara. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Lake House Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Gallagher's funeral directors, Gortha Hork. House private, please, from 10 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred at her late residence of Annie O'Donnell, Bell, Annagree. Her remains are reposing at her home. Rosary there tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11 in Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Frank Hassan, Lower Brahe, Malin Head and Derry. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St. Mary's Church, Lag, Malin, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.